top job.
University highly ranked. And the 5:30 news.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
The 5:30 news on Star, I'm Ben Anderson.
And I'm Jess Alexander. A St Andrews scientist has been appointed to DEFRA as its new chief scientific advisor. Professor Ian Boyd, who is the current director of the Scottish Oceans Institute and the Sea Mammal Research Unit at the university, will start a three-year contract in September. When asked about his appointment, Professor Boyd said he was delighted with the position and that he owes a lot to his colleagues in the university.
According to the latest independent survey, a university guide published today, the University of St Andrews is ranked top in Scotland and sixth in the UK. St Andrews is the only Scottish university in the new guide. The ranking sees St Andrews retain its sixth place position of last year out of the UK's 116 listed universities. University Principal and Vice-Chancellor Professor Louise Richardson said, "Our ranking is a reflection of the quality of research and teaching at St Andrews and is particularly gratifying given the highly competitive nature of higher education in the UK."
17-year-old Tom Hall from Perth High School is dreaming of taking to the skies full-time after gaining his pilot's licence this month. The PPL, or Private Pilot's Licence, means Tom can now fly solo and carry passengers in certain types of aircraft. After having a flying lesson on his 10th birthday at Tayside Aviation, Tom fell in love with flying and has been learning ever since. He told the BBC, quote, "I hope to continue my training and one day be a commercial pilot, but for now I want to start learning how to drive."
A fund of £80,000 has been awarded to 11 schemes across the country to help ex-servicemen and women settle back into civilian life. The funding, which will include money going towards projects in Dumfries, Dundee and Edinburgh, hopes to support the veterans for a number of years. One fund which will receive some of the money is the Thistle Foundation, which runs courses in returning to civilian life for veterans.
And Bret Easton Ellis's classic novel American Psycho is to be turned into a stage musical. It will be produced by the Headlong Theatre Company, which made Enron the acclaimed play about corporate greed. Duncan Sheik will provide music and lyrics, and Headlong's artistic director, Rupert Gould, will direct the show. Although no venue has been confirmed and no casting has taken place, Headlong said the stage production has been in development for a number of years.
And those are this evening's headlines. More news in an hour, or any time on the news page of the Star website.